All right. I put a lot of tunes on the list this week, so we're not going to get to all of them. That's for sure. There's an awful lot. But I think some of these I did, for those of you who were at the master session, so I did some of these at the master session, but I thought it would be kind of nice to have them at the slow session. So. So, Mitch Monahan. And that's a Green Grows, and then and that's the Trim the Velvet, okay?
Thank you.
hope that was okay, tempo-wise. I wasn't sure if that was might have been a hair slow, but they were difficult tunes to start with, I think. I didn't really mean to start with tunes that was quite so difficult, but...
Sounded great, John. So, a perfect start.
All right, well, thank you, whoever that was. I think that was Bill. Bill, I got your email, Bill.
Good enough.
But maybe we could do those tunes next week, because it's hard.
That'd be perfect.
It's hard for me to switch.
No worries at all.
Karen, you made it. I was looking for you earlier.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, we got Susan here, so we got the Vashon Island contingency here.
Hello, Susan.
Even though you're not technically not on Vashon, but, you know.
Oh.
But you really are.
Yeah.
Your heart is on Vashon, you know.
I was at the Vathon Athletic Club this very morning.
Are you here now? You're muted.
Got those confused. No, but I'm now a member of the Vashon Athletic Club.
Oh, there you
thanks
go.
Thanks to Zoom.
Oh, very good. Oh, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm here. Thanks to Zoom. Yay, Zoom. Anyway, I'm muting now. Hi, everybody.
Charles, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you? Got my COVID vaccine today.
I saw your comment there. Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Jane got
so
her
you saw the part about my wife not being able to get it. The system lost her. Just incredible.
Yeah, Jane got her second shot today, I think. Or yesterday. You know, today. No, yesterday. Yesterday.
And you? Have you gotten yours?
Oh, I haven't gotten mine. I won't get mine until March.
He's a young guy. He's too young.
You know, Jane, if you don't notice about Jane, Jane's a cougar.
You set yourself up for that, didn't you, John?
You left the cradle when she met me.
Baby. Little baby John.
Well, I'm going to mute now before I get into any more trouble or get anybody else.
I should probably play so I don't get into any more trouble.
Yeah.
But
yeah. We'll be having a stone soup for
dinner,
honey.
Yes. With stone soup for dinner. There you go. All right. Let me see. I got to pick tunes I remember. So, Eddie Kelly's and the Connachtman's Rambles. So, I actually did this for those of you who I know were on the first session. Like, I know Marilyn was there for sure. But it's a great, Eddie Kelly just passed away a couple of days ago, so I wanted to play it as a tribute to him. And it's such a great tune to begin with, so. And then. All right, so here we go. Let me see. Oh, we're up to 93 people. That's good. So we had 94 last week was the high. So it'd be interesting to see. So we definitely must have some new people tonight for sure. All right, so here we go. Thank you. Talked a little bit last week, and I got some very nice emails and very nice comments about this aspect of what I was starting to do. So I just want to bring it up again because it's really relevant for the last tune, for the Connachman's Ramble. So, you know, I've mentioned before about playing, when you have double notes, there's a tendency to play those double notes too fast. So you've always got to be careful not to play those double notes too fast. There's three notes there. So if you play them correctly, you won't get that choppy sound. So obviously we don't want... We don't want to be that staccato-y, right? You still want that really nice jig lift. So all the other notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What I do when I play, I try to count while I'm playing to give you an idea. Anyway, so there you go. I just thought I'd throw that out there again. Kind of solidified that fact that you always have more time to play the notes than you think. And if you feel like you're having a hard time catching up, it's probably because you're actually playing too quick. So if you shorten those notes, obviously you're going to be playing hurried. And it throws off your phrasing. So... All right, so let's play a couple of hornpipes. We'll do the, I've got to look for the melodies here, so I'm not as organized as I thought I was. So we'll play the tunes I know, and then hopefully by the time I get back around here, I'll have these melodies for you. So let's do McDermott's and Louder Burns. I know those two because I recorded them on my... in my Celtic Fire CD, I think it was. Oh, sorry. Ha ha ha. So one thing we need to, we should think about, and I'm delighted to see we're up to 97. Thank you, Richard, for posting that. That is amazing. One thing you want to think about is when you're playing your hornpipes is to not play your hornpipes as, like they're reels, right? So there's sometimes it's confusion because they're 2/4 and 4/4, and sometimes hornpipes can be played as reels, and pretty much any hornpipe really could be played as a reel if you really want to. But if you get the right lift and the right phrasing and the right rhythm, you shouldn't have any problems. So so when you speed that up, it's a very technical hornpipe compared to most of the hornpipes that we play in sessions, right? Like the Boys of Blue Hill or something like that. So I always think of hornpipes as my imagery is a butterfly just floating around the yard, just gliding along, floating along, and kind of, you know, up and down like this, undulating from one wherever, whatever they do when they land, you know. So and if anybody has a better analogy than that, then go for it. You know, I'm open to any suggestions, but that's how I've always interpreted it. So you definitely don't want. That's kind of more real, like it's more stern. Maybe not the best hornpipe to use as an example for this. What I'm trying to get across, but certainly. Nice floating. Right? All right. Anyway, let's go back onto something else. Let me see. I got a couple of polkas here. If I can get in the right order. Let me see. These are all my reels. Girl, it broke my heart. What am I doing that with? The Girl That Broke My Heart and Patty Ryan's Dream. Yeah. We got the New Moon Meadow in there somewhere. I love that tune too. I think we do anyway. Let me see. I'm looking for the I know we got Fords. I got the Murrow. The Maids of Our Draw. Memories of Valley. Oh, there you go. Let's do that set then, because I got both tunes here. For those of you that are new, it's just because I can't remember how bloody tunes start. So I'm not reading the music to learn the tunes or play the tunes for the most part. I've given up on that idea because it hasn't worked very well for me. But I just can't. My memory is shot. All right, so. I love this tune. All right, so I'm going to change to my single reed, which is always nice on the box for the polkas. So here we go. Thank you. just love polkas. So you get an idea of the really great swing. If you like polkas, you should probably try to do some sets. It's really good to do some sets. When I play for, some of you have seen me do this, when I play for Kaylee, sometimes I'll get up while I'm playing and dance with the set that's on the floor. And it's a lot of fun doing it, of course. But I get away with it because I've been doing it for a long time. But
hey, John, you just hit 100 people.
All right. Woo! That's amazing. So I don't know if we're actually we're able to host more. I've always under the understanding that this what I'm paying for is to allow me to have at least 100 people. So it would be interesting to see if more people are clamoring to get in the door. You're too late. Well, what a proud moment. I have to say, in all honesty, I started this thing not knowing if I would get anybody. And now the fact that we just hit 100 is pretty amazing, I think. And it's because you guys keep coming back. So I really appreciate that. So again, like I said last week, I must be doing something right for you to keep coming back. So we appreciate it. Anybody here new tonight, we certainly appreciate you coming in, and we hope you come back. So the polkas. So very bouncy, very springy, right? So if you really want to play a lot of polkas, it's good if you can, if you're in a position to try and do some set dancing, do some of the sets with the carry polkas. Or the polkas in the slides, because that's really going to help your understanding of the how the music works with the footwork. So, all right.
John, I was doing some woodworking today and listening to Claire FM, and there were a number of tunes that he played with the set dancers dancing in the background. And you're right, it really does, if people want to get the rhythm of polka and also hornpipe as well. Listening to that battering footwork really is it's a great, I guess, auditory image, like the right. Butterfly is a visual one. So,
well, I played for Kaylee in Louth. I think it was in Louth a number of years ago. There's a group called the Half Door Set, and the guy that runs it, John, used to come over to New York and dance. But so when I went over there, just a number of years ago, they hired me to play for one of their Kayleys. And let me tell you, it was the most amazing Kayley I've ever done in my 50 years. I mean, the footwork that these dancers were doing. I mean, no offense to all my American friends, or most of them, you know, they really don't know the footwork. But when you get dancers that know the steps and the footwork in the sets, and they're all doing it, and this is a big Kayley. So there had to be 20, 25 sets on the floor. That's a big Kaylee right there. And they all unison in their steps. It was amazing. And that, you know, that one thing drives the other. You know, that's the beauty about the music, the Irish music, right? Is that the dancers help drive the musician, and the musician drives the dancers. And hopefully not too fast. I played a little too fast last night in my Mondays with John. I don't know, my adrenaline was going or something, but all right, so let's go back to the reels, and we'll do Paddy Ryan's Dream, which is one of my favorite tunes, and I have that with The Girl That Broke My Heart. I just had the bloody thing here, and what did I do with it? I just had that music. I know these tunes very well, honest, I really do. But I just forget how they start. Right here. I get The Girl That Broke My Heart and The Broken Pledge mixed up all the time, and it's been in my head for over 40 years. Thank you, sweetie. All right. So. So you can see why I get those mixed up, right? They both kind of start the same. So. Very similar start. So, anyway, so the girl that broke my heart and. I think I just have those two together. That's going to be a big enough workout for all of yous anyway. Great tunes. If you don't know them, definitely you should learn them for sure. So, we lost somebody already. The person that broke my heart just left. Oh, no, but we're back. All right.
Thank you.
such a great tune. And just so you know, some of those little variations I did, some of them are mine, but some of them I got from the great Finbar Dwyer. So when he does, that chord. That's Finbar Dwyer, which I really, truly love. It was such a great version of Paddy Ryan's Dream that he does. Because there's many versions of all these tunes out there. But there's a couple of little bits that I learned and that I do. So so let's go back to the... let me see. I was looking for the coming of spring. Can anybody help me out on how to start the coming of spring? Can you help me, honey?
Yes, I'm happy to help you since I requested it.
She said she requested that too. So she better know it.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, that's the wrong key, sorry.
What's the B part?
No, that's the C part. Oh, someone's got it. Who's got it?
I won't be able to get through without the music.
We can.
I won't be able to get through without the bloody music. I'm sorry.
You want to lead it? You want me to print the music?
I want you to see if you can find some of this bloody music. I have them all written down. I just can't. I got so much stacks and stacks of music piling up from printing. Yeah. It's not going to help me.
Oh, well.
It's not going to help me. It's not going to help me. That's it. Right?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What will help me is if you found the music for it.
Well, you want me to print it?
Well, you don't need to print it. We already have it printed.
Well, I don't know where it is.
Well, it's in the list of jigs somewhere.
In this?
That's the list of jigs right there.
Okay.
So let's go on to...
Let's move on to something else.
Well, let's do the... see, I have all this problem now because I thought I had all this music organized, and obviously I don't, so my bad. So let's do the Irish Wash one.
How many bloody tunes, that's the problem.
And the Sixpenny Money is...
I don't know that one.
That's not the Sixpenny Money. You have the Sixpenny Money here?
I do not see it here.
Damn it.
I know the feeling, man.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
I'll practice it on my own and get back to you.
that's all we did. Who's that?
Is that the Sixpenny Money? Oh, okay. Let's do that then. Because that I remember.
I thought it was
actually something else, but...
That jig isn't in your pile, so I'll go look it up.
All right. So we'll do the Irish Wash one. And it's probably the most recorded tune in the movie business in North America. The Irish Wash one. There's probably more 78s out there with that melody on it. And then into the Sixpenny Money. Let me get back to... For those of you who are new to this, it doesn't really get much better. I have to be honest. Because everybody here knows already. I'd be lying if I said it, that I was organized every week. But we have fun anyway. So,
hey John, before you get started, we've had a couple of people in the chat who aren't on PayPal or Venmo, and they're wondering if there's someplace where they can just mail you a check.
They can indeed. So,
is the address on the website? Or?
I think it is, but I can give it to you. It's really quick. So it's 28333 137th
Avenue. 137th?
Correct. Southwest. Vashon with a V. V-A-S-H-O-N. Washington 98070.
Okay, just posted that in the chat.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. All right, so... So I put a couple of bits in it. Some of the bits that I put in this tune I got from the great Joe Burke. He recorded this tune on one of his records. Test, you know, when you slow things down, when you're used to playing things a lot faster. And I don't know if we may have done that before, but that kind of threw me for a loop a little bit. But a great tune. It's quite a simple tune, really. It really is a simple tune. It's not a complex tune at all, but it's a good tune. So So the other tune, I think the confusion came in because it's called Coming with Spring or Patty O'Brien's. So we actually had Patty O'Brien's written out. So we'll do those, we'll come back around to those because now I have the music. So Coming of Spring and The Scotsman Over the Border, we'll come back to those. Let's do, so Michael, I was thinking of the Thames because you did your transcribing and your bass thing.
Yeah, I can put, I have both versions I can put in the chat if people are interested from last week.
And then I just have to, look. So if anybody's interested, Michael has been transcribing stuff. Primarily, I think, to do the bass for the accordion. But, I mean, a transcription is a transcription.
So there's two versions in there. The first is just the notes based on the first time through on last week's John's playing of the Thames. And then the second is a version of it that includes some possible chords that you could put on with it. So those are the two PDFs. You're welcome to download those from my site.
All right, so give me a second here because I'm looking for the horn breaks.
And these are these arrangements, the transcriptions of John's playing are of John's actual ornamentation and fills and stuff. They aren't based, since they were meant specifically to transcribe exactly what he was doing last week.
Sometimes I don't even know what I'm doing, so.
Yeah, so the key being that they are examples of variations one could make on the tune, not necessarily that's the bass tune.
Right. Well, I'm looking for Sonny Murray's. And, Chris, I'm not. Anybody remember how Sonny Murray starts? And we'll jump in at once to help me out here. All right. No? Maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot. Thank you, Art. And I know. Doesn't mean to say I'll remember it when I get there. So, the... that's the Thames, right? Unless I'm losing my mind. Is that it, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. And then... all right. I think I remember that.
Thank you.
I literally got that on the very last note of the of the previous tune. That's pretty scary. All right, so let's see if I can put together. Oh yeah,
so I'm confused as to what set that was. That sounded like, was that Cronin's, the last one?
It's called, I have it listed as, what do we do? The,
or
Sonny Murray.
Sonny Murray's, I thought, no?
Sonny Murray's, and it's also, I think it's also called the Wicklow Hornpipe, same tune.
That's probably why I couldn't Wicklow. Find it. I probably have it written down as the Wicklow.
Yeah, you have both written down. But what was the first one then? The Thames?
Thames, yeah. Or Thames.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's, I think, I've got some of these things I have written down, I've got to spend some time with this stuff and kind of alphabetize it and organize it a little bit better. I'm sure... Stacy has hers all organized. I know she has, because she showed me. She's got them all in binders. So I was looking for some of the polkas to do another polka set, but I don't know if I can find them. Oh, after the Battle of Akram, but I can't find. So I found Ford's and Dennis Murphy's. Is that the? How does Dennis Murphy's go? Come on, Sharon, there you go. Okay, good. So we do Ford's. Go back to my single reed again, which I really like for the polkas.
Thank you.
you go. Lovely polkas. I'm going to go to... So, just want to say this. Do my little commercial. I have actually no idea what time it is right now. All right, so we're almost an hour and a half into it. So, this coming week, I know you guys got the email, but anyway, so this coming week we have Tony DeMarco and Isaac Alderson. As of now, as far as I know, we only have, I think, 12 people. So I'm looking for help in getting the word out. Obviously, I understand if you can't make it, you can't make it. Not everybody can make every week, but the more we can get the word out, the better. There are some very exciting things happening. So coming up, I just want to let you know. So part of the reason is I'm doing this master session, I'm doing a slow session, and so today I spent, you know, doing some promo for the master session, and I had to cut and paste and send it out to 47. I didn't have to, but I did. 47 different groups on Facebook. So all that stuff. I'm not great at the computer, so all that stuff takes time for me to do. You know, so please bear with me and that kind of stuff. But then a week from Saturday, we have the Keneally family. And I don't know the last time that they were all together playing together. They're not together, right, playing together because we can't play together. But they're going to be in the same Zoom. And they're an amazing family that I grew up with. And then the week after that, I think, I've got to go to my calendar because... So the week after that is Kuchlin McGowan and her husband, Kieran. So I don't know if you know Kuchlin, Anton McGowan's daughter. She plays concertina, phenomenal musician, and her husband's a great fiddle player. The week after that, it just gets better and better and better. We're going to have Mairead Nguini from Alton, and her daughter is going to be playing. And the week after that, we have the 6th of March. We're going to have Tara Breen. I don't know if she's one of the young up-and-coming artists. We're going to have Finn McGill, who's from North Carolina area. And we're going to have a young lady called Brona Barnes. She's 18. She's a phenomenal fiddle player. Brona happens to be, because I have to just full disclosure, she happens to be my cousin. We've never met. I've never met her, and we've never played together. But I'm excited to have her on the master sessions. And I think her brother, if they're allowed, I don't know geographically where they are in Ireland, if they can get together, he's a great cittern player. So, and then we're going to have Shannon Munchau is going to play. Some of you may have heard her play a couple of weeks ago. She played the fiddle. So. That's then, and then the 13th of March, we're going to have another accordion thing. Very excited. We're going to have Derek Hickey. We're going to have Josephine Marsh, and of course myself, and we're going to have Jimmy Keane from Chicago. And I'm still waiting on a couple of others, so I can't tell you who they are. But hopefully, if they come through, it's going to be pretty amazing. And hopefully, we'll get more than just box players listening in. So. And then the last Saturday in March, we have Nuala Kennedy and Jerry O'Connor together. So that's going to be phenomenal. So that's it so far. I'm trying to plan April, and so that's if I seem like I'm disorganized because I'm doing a million different things, and I apologize for not being more organized, but. you know, my switching brain function from one thing to another is pretty crazy. But anyway, so that's the lowdown. Please get the word out. Support it. You can go to Wheeland Master Sessions on Facebook, or you can go to my website. And there's the tabs for the Wheeland Master Sessions there on my website. And I'm delighted that everybody came tonight. We hit 100. So thanks very much. All right, so that's enough of that. Let's get back to... playing some tunes. So let's do Fords, because now I have the music, and Scotsman Over the Border. What?
You mean coming of spring?
Did I mean coming of spring? I don't know. We look for Scots. No, what did you just get me?
Patty O'Brien's also.
Oh, Patty O'Brien. Right. Shoot. Yeah. Okay. So let me look at my jigsaw. So is that what I have? Oh, the coming of spring. Oh, there you go. Scotsman Over the Border. And what? I thought I had Fords down here. I guess not. Oh, Fords is a polka, that's why. All right. Oh, yeah, so this one, I haven't practiced this one. I got it now. All right. And then we'll do Scotsman. Which is very much like the Carreau jig. So.
Thank you.
right mess of that bloody tune, didn't we? So between the two of us here, it's like a cockfight, for crying out loud. Apologize for that. I don't know that coming of spring, but I will know it next time we do it. That I promise you. Nothing like embarrassing yourself in front of all 100 friends. Well, 90. But thank God there's 10 people that missed out on that. Holy crap.
But it was my fault, really, because I suggested
it. It wasn't your fault. I had it written down. I wrote all these tunes down thinking that I would have the music here and I would be able to do it, but, you know, even I can't do everything. Gosh darn it. What is up with that? All right, so let's... So... Let's slow it down. I'll give myself a little break. Let me see now. Oh, we lost a bunch of people. I apologize to everybody that left. All right. It was so bad. Everybody on the fourth screen are not showing themselves. That's how bad it is. They've turned their videos off.
It's their loss.
They turned their videos off. I have no idea if this is Shubeng Shimura or not. I can't. What's Shubeng Shimura? Oh my god. Somebody.
John?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. Thank you. What did you just play for me? Oh. Don't worry, I'm setting up an appointment for the MRI real soon. Honest to God, I am. You know what? All I can say is you better enjoy what you got, because who knows what's going to be left in 6 or 7 months from now at the rate I'm going. So, to the Pretty Girls of Mayo, The Ships Are Sailing, and The Heather Breeze. These are tunes I know. And then three great tunes. If anybody's interested, they're on my Come to Dance CD. And I think you can listen to any of that stuff on YouTube if you want. So you can go to YouTube and just punch that set in there and it'll come up. And I think they played the whole thing. So. Thank you. See what else we got going on here.
Great tunes.
Thank you. They are good tunes, aren't they? So, you know, let's stay with the reels, if that's okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Let's do the concert reel, the New Moon Meadow, and Father Kelly's. So the concert, let me see, what did I say? The concert. Tune, and then into the into Father Kelly's. So this first tune, the concert reel, I may have mentioned this before, I can't remember, but I played this in my very first All-Ireland Button Accordion Championship in 1971. Thank you. If that's okay. I know we're a little bit early, but...